Believe it or not, I didn't actually sign up in the Marine Corps to be a social media marketing director. I actually started as a rifleman, and I joined in 2003 as a Marine Corps reservist to be a rifleman. So I was a gunslinger, and I came in the recruiting office one day to get some stickers for a new vehicle, the little decals that we have that say United States Marines, to slap on them. Back of my car, and I was recruited by the supervisor of that recruiting office to come out on active duty, and we recruited. At this point, it was about 2005, and we're trying to build manpower strength for the war that was going on, and I guess the rest is history. They got me a recruiter now, so now that you know a little bit about me. Let me give you the backstory on how all the social media stuff came about. So in 2011, I was working as a recruiting supervisor in Provo, Utah. Does anybody know where Provo is? Provo, Utah? Anybody been? All right. Pretty exciting place. And we noticed a significant culture shift in our market. It became increasingly difficult to get in touch with these young people. And as recruiters, we obtained lists from high schools. We call those people, and we were getting a lot more parents' cell phones, and we weren't able to reach our market. So it seemed like the cold call was diminishing its effectiveness every single day. And days were growing longer as we attempted to reach our recruiting goals. And I felt as a leader that I had a responsibility to find a solution. So I built a Facebook business page for our recruiting office, and we started making posts. We started sharing content from our national Facebook page for the Marine Corps. And looking back, that was really just advertising, because we were just making posts, automating some things. It was really, really ineffective, and I saw that. And at one point, I even threw in the towel. Okay, we're done with this. This is not a good idea. Let's move on to something else. We're going to make more phone calls. We're going to go to high schools. We're going to do what we got to do. Well, looking back, we learned all the things that we shouldn't do on social. And those lessons that we learned there were invaluable moving forward and helping us figure out where we're at today. So in 2012, a couple brand new Marines dropped by the recruiting office. And this is typical for brand new Marines as they graduate from boot camp. Does anybody here have a friend or a family member that was a Marine that went through boot camp? So most of the time they come in the recruiting office after they graduate that following Monday. They graduate on Friday, come in on Monday, and shake the recruiter's hand and say, hey, thanks for everything. And we get to look them up and down and be like, hey, you know, you've changed. This is great. This is fantastic. Now, in every single recruiting office, we have this branding theme. And this is all across the nation, where we've got these beautifully painted walls. And in the back there, you see Rebel that scarlet wall with a red eagle globin, or excuse me, a gold like eagle globin painted on the back. So those Marines were in the office, they're hanging out, and I just took note that they're perusing their smartphones, and they're on Facebook, and they're interacting with their friends, and saying, hey, I'm back from boot camp now. I'm like, hey, this is a great opportunity. I see them, they're on Facebook, they're not talking to us, right across from them. Let's take a picture and share with the world that they just graduated from boot camp and congratulate them on a job well done. So the caption reads, in case you can't read it, welcome home our newest Marines, PFC David Stumpy and PFC Brad Hopkins. Welcome back, Marines. So we tagged them in the photo, and that way their friends and family could celebrate their success of earning the title Marine. And if you look at the top there, you can see Lisa Hopkins, which is actually Brad's mother, who made a comment, love it. And I saw an opportunity. I'm like, we can do this over and over again and garner some earned media, some conversations. Bottom line, I was hooked at that point. I saw the likes and comments come in, and I knew that this would be a great opportunity. So every single new Marine or new enlistee, we call them coolies, when they're in the delayed entry program, when they first sign up and join, every single new coolie, we would get them up in front of the Eagle Globe and video of me taking a picture of some new Marines, or new enlistees, new coolies, that just signed up, and we're evaluating all of the other things that we're doing within our community as well, so going to high school visits, going to the fairs, and we started to look for other opportunities to create some content around that and upload it to our Facebook page and showcase to the community the goodwill that we were putting happy out there. By my side. So prior to this enlightenment, we were doing social media all wrong. Sing to and you. We found that by creating meaningful stories and sharing a captivating photo, told the Marine Corps story to more people and much faster than we're ever physically able to do. And on a local scale, this helped us tell the Marine Corps story to the influencers and people in the community, such as coaches and teachers, as well as tap into the sphere of influence of our athletes. And social media had become the new catalyst in sparking a recruiting conversation. Before I knew it, top recruiting Marines, top Marine leadership in the recruiting field were asking us how we did it. So in 2013, I was recruited again and given an opportunity to scale out my strategy across the Western U.S. And I packed up all my stuff and my family, and we moved to San Diego, California to fulfill this new position. And by this time, recruiters were already using Facebook, the ones that were successful, on Twitter. The problem was is there was really no clear guidance on the types of posts that they should be putting out there. There was no guidance on how to engage with people appropriately. It was really like the Wild West of recruiting. I mean, recruiters, Marine recruiters will do what they've got to do to make their recruiting targets. If it means, you know, just experimenting with Facebook, that's exactly what they're doing. And certainly there was no how-to training for recruiters to use social media either. So the first order of business when we got down there is we assembled our recruiting team, marketing and advertising and PR. We all got together and collaboratively developed a policy. And we put together a plan, a strategy, and I was able to share a lot of my insights from the ground level of the things that were perceived to have worked that didn't, as well as share the things that did work. So we agreed Facebook would be the best option moving forward in the fact that most of our market was already on there, as well as some of their influencers and stakeholders, such as parents, teachers, coaches, etc. So we put together this plan, and we wanted to make sure that it was realistic, we wanted to make sure it was effective, and it was sustainable. So Facebook gave us the ability to analyze and have added functionality to do paid advertising. And the next item of business was building a Facebook page for each and every recruiting site across the Western U.S. In all, we've got about 170 Facebook pages. This is a screenshot of our dashboard and Hootsuite of all of the various pages that we have where the recruiters are creating content. So it was important for us to have the ability to monitor the content and conversations that the recruiters were generating. So also in that policy, we addressed training. This is the largest and most important piece of how all of this goes together. We've made it a priority to educate our recruiters on the ins and outs of social media and helping our recruiters understand that they are brand ambassadors of the Marine Corps. They go to recruiter school, we teach them how to speak on the phone, how to act in professionally in public and demonstrate core values, and we're just extending that into digital space. So we expect our Marine recruiters to represent Core well, both online and offline. And specifically, we needed to help them understand the value of extending their personal brands online. So optimizing their profiles to make the best first impression possible for anybody that happens to be landing on their personal profile and investigating who they are and whether or not they want to do business was vital to moving forward.
I was at Walgreens to find relief fast.
The other aspect is giving them an education on how social media works.
You know, feeling that little itch in your throat, then comes the runny nose and sneezing. Luckily, Walgreens has a wide selection of Walgreens brand allergy products, so I can find effective relief at a great value, all right around the corner. Plus, Walgreens helps me find everything fast. Sneeze you later, allergies.
Most importantly,
Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card, select Walgreens brand allergy products are $13.99. Use as directed.
And our goal is to keep their reputation intact. So for Facebook, we go over the ins and outs of privacy settings. We help them understand the advantages of setting up custom audiences for their personal profiles, making sure the right people see the right posts, and be able to give customers some insights into who they are and give them perspective of what it is that we're trying to do. So this allows recruiters to connect with potential prospects, applicants, and influencers while making sure they're comfortable with that as well. Because they can just add them to the smart list. So for any of you that are in a business-to-business role or business-to-consumer, I mean behind business-to-business, so personal brands can often be an overlooked asset and a missed opportunity. We found by educating our recruiters on how to optimize their online presence with real things such as their interests, family, causes they care about. Well, quite honestly, those are the things our customers care about too. And it makes it a relatable experience for them to move forward. And it adds a human element. I mean, after all, people tend to buy from people they believe, like, and trust. And by giving customers an opportunity to see who we are, can only add to that rapport building process. So the next thing is teaching our recruiters how to think like a marketer. And we empower our recruiters to create and publish content to their respective local Facebook pages. And like many companies do, our recruiters are given smartphones to help them do their job. And we teach them to seek out and create stories and capitalize on the day-to-day micro moments or micro events from people in that local community. So they're taught to use apps, edit, and post them online on the go, so it's not an interruption to their day. I know that's a major concern with a lot of advocacy programs. How do we do this? Make sure that they're being productive at the same time. So we found that the general public knows what Marines do based off of the advertisements that our agency puts out, but not a whole lot of people understand the whole enlistment process. So what I'd like to show you next is a short video that was put out by our brand agency, J. Walter Thompson, that explains that.
First, congratulate you on a job well done and call you a United States Marine. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I say your name. Do solemnly swear. Support and defend. The Constitution of the United States. Against all enemies. Foreign and domestic. And to bear true faith and allegiance to the same. That I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the orders of those officers appointed over me according to regulations and the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So help me God.
I got dreams. Dreams too. Remember,
Now, this advertisement is fantastic. It's truly a work of art. I'd like to take a step back and share with you from a recruiter's perspective. I feel like there's a lack of information about the process of joining, and this really doesn't fit the bill. Some people feel really iffy about reaching out to a recruiter. And there's definitely a stigma out there. From my 10 years of recruiting experience, the hardest part of recruiting is earning enough trust with an applicant to get them through the door. And social media has helped us bridge the gap. What I'd like to show you next is how some of our recruiter-generated stories have helped create transparency and a personalized connection to the community using Facebook. So on the left-hand side there, you see a young man going over some preliminary paperwork. This was posted to a local Facebook page and getting started in the process. We're trying to create transparency around the enlistment process to showcase what it looks like to be a member of our delayed entry program. We hold people in our program anywhere from a week to a year on the enlisted side of the house, and sometimes we hold applicants before they actually go active duty in the officer side for up to 4 years. So this is a tremendous opportunity that we found to showcase the whole picture of what it's like from being inducted into our program all the way to becoming a Marine. So on the right-hand side, you've got a new enlistee that's being presented a delayed entry program certificate. So they have just joined the Marines. And at that point, they may stay in our program for up to 365 days. So let's look at some other examples. So on the left-hand side, that classic Eagle Globe and Anchor photo with an applicant in front. What we found is that a lot of these young men and young ladies who join will actually take these photos and turn them into their profile picture, which only gives us some additional brand awareness, and it's been a good thing. On the right-hand side, there's a young man who is just signed an aviation contract to be a Marine officer and fly. And these are big decisions. These are big moments in people's lives, especially looking back on my own experience. I remember that day very, very vividly, and it would have been nice if my recruiter took a picture. But yeah, we're capitalizing on those moments, and it's just an additional opportunity for us to build a relationship with our people. What I'm going to show you next here is a video of a young man, in his own words, who just joined the Marines, sharing why he joined. And this was posted to a local Facebook page. I think it was Downey, California. Here it is.
Isai Serrano, you just swore in today. How do you feel?
I feel good. I feel motivated. I can't wait.
Why do you want to be a Marine?
I want to be a Marine because I want discipline, I want leadership, and I want a challenge.
And how is that going to help you accomplish your goals?
That's going to help me by being the best version of myself.
What do you think? About 12 shares? I mean, not a lot, but for the local community, and that's really good. That's a local recruiting stance. So what we can do is we take that, stuff like that, and share it to our broader Facebook pages. Like, some of our stuff has made it to the National Marine Corps Recruiting Facebook page that has about 4.5 million followers, and that helps for a lot of reasons. SEO, people jump on board and make comments. I mean, imagine if you are that young person and people are writing comments supporting the decision you made to serve. And that could really only enhance what it is So this next photo is a typical day in the local recruiting office. It always involves a lot of working out. So to be prepared for boot camp, you gotta be fairly fit. I'd like to draw attention to the tags in the photo. And this is a great way for us to tap into our our coolies or new enlistees' sphere of influence. When their friends see what they're doing, it attracts those types of individuals into our organization. And it's a good, good networking tool. Preparing for boot camp. Imagery like this really tells a story, and again, it has the ability to attract like-minded individuals, showing what it's like to be part of our team. Sometimes we do mud runs, as depicted there. This is also a great opportunity to get the parents on board for what it is we're trying to do in preparing them. Because young men in particular are terrible communicators. They'll come home from the recruiting office after doing a mud run or something, and the parents are like, hey, what did you do? That doesn't give them a whole lot of insight. Now, a lot of parents are following their kids on Facebook, even though they're not posting as much. They're gonna see this tagged photo of their son or daughter and be able to have an offline conversation about what it is that we're doing to prepare them for the program. All right, so this is the big day, shipping the boot camp. Got a photo here from Corona, California, and this is the moment where life as they know it changes drastically. They're smiling here. I'll bet you they were not smiling about 24 hours later when they met their drill instructor, which is fine, but having the ability to capture these moments makes for a future opportunity of doing some stunning before and afters. We call them Transformation Tuesday. So we're capturing the before and after. Note the comment at the top. I don't know if you can read it. It's kind of blurry, but I'll just read it for you. Looking forward to welcoming my son, Sebastian, into the Marine Corps family. So Sebastian is on the right. Clearly, he comes from a military family. And made son. We have a skilled combat photographer. Element in each boot camp that we have. We have two. We have one at Parris Island and one in San Diego where I work. And they do a really good job of capturing recruits as they're going through training. Now we have a closed group on Facebook as recruiters graduate from recruiter school and they check into their local recruiting station. There's training that's provided to them and they get dumped into this Facebook group that we use as a communications tool to push out the most up-to-date training. We showcase some of the best content that's being generated out there, the password and that type of thing. So it's kind of like our ESN, Enterprise Social Network. So the recruiters will take these shares from the group. They'll look through, they'll dig through them. And they'll download the picture of their local recruit and they'll re-upload it onto their local Facebook page and tag the individual. Because the odds of a parent actually going to NCRD or recruiting pro Facebook page, not very likely. So we, as recruiters, do that for them. So this example is again a download and re-upload from Marine Corps Recruit Depot San Diego. I just wanted to make note that there's
hey,
a call
Pandora
to action
listeners.
Here.
Mother's Day is
says,
next week, and Pro Flowers has a special deal. One dozen assorted roses and a free glass vase for $19.99. Click the banner now or go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right, and enter code Pandora. Hurry, this deal expires this Friday. Order today for guaranteed Mother's Day delivery. That's proflowers.com, click the mic, and enter code Pandora.
Here's a really cool photo from Elko, Nevada. Anybody know where Elko is? Interesting place. Not a whole lot there. But this is Private His Bad Horse. Yep, that's his name. And he left a previous life of rodeo fame to join the Marines. On the left-hand side, you see him posing with his mother after boot camp. On the right, this is his previous life as a rodeo guy. And his recruiter made this photo and uploaded it. And I just wanted to highlight a couple things here, and that is the tactical use of a call to action that we train them to use. It says, if you want to become one of the few and the proud, learn more by contacting your local recruiter. We have a vanity URL set up, and you pass that information there so we can track click-throughs and lead generation. And then there were 274 likes and 86 shares. 83 shares. So, again, this is a great opportunity. And in the comment section, Andrew Williams writes, welcome to the fraternity, young man. And I just want to say I'm always impressed by the amount of support, positive support by people from in and outside of our organization. And if we're all social media scientists here. Sometimes somebody comments, it's shared into their friends' news feeds, and they can see what we're doing. So it spreads the gospel of the Marine Corps, if you will, on mission. Social media definitely amplifies what we're trying to do. So here's another example. There's a before and after of Private Ian Garcia. He's from Big Timber. It's a small town in Montana. Well, on the left, he poses with his family before shipping out to boot camp. And on the right, he's got his daughter giving him a kiss. Clearly, this is a photo that speaks a thousand words. And Bozeman, Bozeman, Montana Facebook page doesn't have a tremendous amount of likes on it, but because it resonates with the local community, it had 26 shares and 200 and some odd likes. There's another example of a couple Marines who shipped to boot camp together and graduated together. And the recruiter used our branded fonts and included them on the photo and uploaded it. You get hurt, I'll take your pain. Welcoming these new Marines to the fold. Clearly our tribe is part of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are reaching the masses. Here's a photo of a young lady who was a cheerleader. We got the before and after photo of her winning the title of Marine. And according to the analytics here, 160,000 people. Shared all over the place, and lots of people supporting her decision to become a Marine. Lots of comments as well. 10,000 likes. And this is all organic. We're not paying for any advertising. Occasionally we do some advertising for events. We have a band in the town to attract musicians. Other than that, this is all organic. Our recruiters will sometimes create a local little micro-advertisement for themselves and make a little collage, as the Marines from Santa Ana have done here. This photo, the caption reads, "Take a look at some of our very own Marines from Santa Ana. We all come from different backgrounds, but serve as one for this great nation." So next I'd like to show you an unsolicited video. We did not ask this parent to create this video, and it was posted on our Santa Rosa recruiting page in the Bay Area. Check it out.
My name is Yasushi. I'm the proud parent of Private Brandon Kajita, who carries the title in honor of being called a United States Marine. It was over a year ago that Sergeant Ben visited my son at Drake High School and proposed him to enlist. Not long afterwards, I received a phone call and voicemail from Sergeant Jack Moore for quite some time. I tried to avoid him like the plague. I persuaded my son to reconsider and pursue a traditional path of higher education. As the summer months passed, it became increasingly evident that Brandon had an ambition and determination to join the Marine Corps. You know, if there's one thing I've learned in life, that's this. Discover your passion and become driven to pursue that passion, no matter what others tell you what you cannot do or accomplish. And if you can make a living doing what you love, then I suppose you found your dream job. I've come to realize that my own doubts and concerns were beginning to dictate Brandon's choices. Most parents would probably resonate with me. We want to protect our children and do what's best for them. But sometimes we fail to see that what we think is best for them are only seen through our own set of ideals, beliefs, and values. So I eventually embraced the idea of having him enlist and allow Brandon to walk this road of self-discovery. Since
Since then, I've seen my son transition into a man of courage, honor, and commitment, fully carrying out the core values of a United States Marine with a clear vision of what he wants to accomplish. For any potential recruit on the fence, or for any parent of potential recruits who might be concerned about their son or daughter joining the Marines, I'll say it's not for everyone, but I will tell you this, that only the best do come out. Best in condition, best in skill set, best in integrity. I now understand their slogan, the few, the proud. Thanks for your time, thanks for listening, and my best to all of you in your future endeavors.
This video had over 200,000 views, and it's a local Facebook page, so pretty impressive in my book. I know it was downloaded and reposted to some other unaffiliated Facebook pages, and it did well there too. So these are the human experiences that are made digital and help break down the barriers and misnomers about what it's like to be a Marine. We bring you in and we make you family. This kind of stuff like this showcases that. So our Marine recruiters are employing a variety of programs that really give back to our communities. And we found that these initiatives are a great opportunity simply to start a conversation. When the recruiters are creating these visuals, they're able to give the general public some perspective about who we are and what we represent, and help the general public understand that we are there, we're regular people that put our pants on one leg at a time. And really, this is employee advocacy in its purest form. The recruiters are not censored. We teach them the basics of what they need to do and how to operate on social media and do it safely. And it's been very, very successful for us. So the other thing is reviews. Facebook pages have the ability to take in reviews. And here's what one young lady has to say about our Las Vegas.
With everything ahead of us,
in 2013, I was looking for a positive change in my life. I started to explore all options.
Not at this time.
Shortly after my quest to find change, I encountered
like my
at
life
no time
fine
did they rush
mind.
Me to make a decision. The Marines were very patient with me. I am now a Marine, and
nothing
I can honestly
to go back
say
to.
That it was a life-changing
experience. We just
and exactly what I was
to drive.
So why is this so important? Well, with new Facebook technologies
broke,
coming out, like Facebook Local, which is similar to Yelp, and Facebook Bluetooth beacons, This is a real opportunity to stand out from other businesses. After all, people have a choice whether or not they want to do business with you. You're anything with any sites or businesses spread out. This is a good opportunity. Really, what it comes down to is people. Teaching them to create the rich content with some simple tactics of operating on the go with apps,
maybe you don't even need to try.
Teaching them not just how to use those tools, but really the value of nurturing their personal brand. So whenever they step foot out of the service, they have an advantage because they've been taking care of their digital footprint as well. And this has been really, really helpful for us. So this is turned our business into a social business. And recruiters are the ones who are on the front lines every single day, and they're looking our customers in the eye. And that's simply something at a national level is not possible to make that personalized connection. There's just no way that can be done. So our people have been at the center of our success. So recruiters have access, they have the ability to connect. They have the ability to now separate their personal life from their work life by publishing content that's specific to their work, to their local Facebook business page, as well as maintaining that human side on their personal profile. And it just allows us to separate. I know there's a lot of concerns out there about blending personal business, and this allows them to effectively separate that. In fact, back in 2012, there were recruiters using two profiles, and that's not in accordance with Facebook's terms of service. It's not necessarily legal. Get booted off, and because of training them specifically how to adjust their privacy settings and operate safely, they have the ability to ensure they're projecting the right thing, closing down those second accounts and consolidating one, which has been fantastic. So in your social business policy, here are a few key considerations. Why should you empower employees to create content? I may be preaching to the choir here, but chances are your employees are probably already talking about the brand, and these are great arguments to bring up. They're probably doing it within their own sphere of influence on their own social networks, which may be visible to the public. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's only their circle of friends, depending on their privacy settings. And this is a huge opportunity to be part of the conversation.
It's really over.
How's training going to be provided? Well, our area is geographically dispersed. We have the western U.S. It's about 1.5 million square miles. So we have a combination of in-person training as well as web-based training that involves PDFs with hyperlinks to videos online where the recruiters can access those on the go. They're short, concise videos. They can't be like super long, four-hour training. Nobody's going to sit there and watch that. But if you can boil it down and distill it to a 2 to 3 minute video of here's how you shape a caption to get the maximum result, here's how you make a photo that resonates with people, those are the types of things that your customers or your employees will actually use and help create content on behalf of your brand. Because that's really hard. Creating content's hard, but you can make that a lot easier by thinking, putting yourself in your employee's shoes of what it is that what their workday is like and making sure it fits in there. So what platforms are going to be used? Well, like I mentioned earlier, we have Facebook, and that's our bread and butter. Our main reason for choosing that is because our market's on influencers. That may not be the case for your brand. We've expanded into Instagram and Twitter and those types of things since then. Our primary focus is Facebook. I once heard somebody say, only get your brand into social networks as well. If you're trying to do all of them, it's just not going to work. And I think there's a lot of value in that statement. And then, how's it going to affect your culture? We found that by sharing the content that's created at the local level, that's generated by a recruiter, that makes them feel good. You don't have incentivized programs like an Amazon gift card that they share a post 8 or 10 times. Really, this is all about satisfaction. It's almost got a stickiness factor where people want to be part of it. Recruiting offices want to be part of it. And the reason why I've gone to some of the other recruiting districts across the U.S. is because other recruiters are seeing what we're doing and they want to do it too, and they're just kind of going about it. So people will want to be part of it once they see the success come to the surface. So here's a little map of our area, the area that I'm responsible for. So
Mother's Day is here. This is the time to celebrate all of the special women in your life for all that they do. 1-800-Flowers has a special Mother's Day offer for Pandora listeners to show her how much you care. 24 beautiful multicolored roses for just $24. That's a full bouquet of 2 dozen roses, now 50% off. This offer is available only while supplies last. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter Pandora.
So to speak. And since the beginning of this calendar year, quarter one, we've hit over 50 million impressions, and we've had over 1 million likes, comments, on shares on Facebook alone. And 24 million. Pretty awesome, in my book. It seems like it's just increasing as time goes on. It's all right. So some other enterprise applications, any business where you've got people on the front lines interacting with consumers, I see direct application to the real estate industry, I see direct application to recruiting, obviously. It could really be applied to a lot of different things. Some of your businesses here it will apply as well. So to get started, you got to have a policy, and you got to have buy-in and support from the highest level, because otherwise it won't go very far. Has anybody had a hard time getting some traction? It can be a challenge sometimes, and this was not an easy process. In fact, it felt very uphill for about the first year for me, fighting some of those antiquated people that want to keep doing business the same old way. Well, that's the most expensive way of doing business. It was tough. So having a policy that addresses, guys, what events are we going to capitalize on? Just think about what that salesperson is doing day in and day out, and find little micro moments that you want them to share, and give them left and right limits. Give them some barriers about what it is you want them to create. Establish roles. So who's going to be creating the content? Who's going to be monitoring the content? We use Hootsuite mainly to monitor, and that's shared by our PR team. We share that responsibility. And who's going to inspect what you expect? Who's going to make sure that it's being done? You know, if it's going to be a requirement, who's going to follow up and make sure it's happening? And then making sure the infrastructure is solid. So I found when I checked in to San Diego and started taking control of all of these Facebook pages that were already in existence by recruiters that were taking initiative and starting their own thing, were out of our branding guidelines. And we needed to make sure we had positive control of those things, and that was kind of the thing. So, things to keep in mind there. And then, the most important aspect is training. Having a good, solid training plan, training people at every single level to have a piece of this. If you just say, hey, one person can be social, that doesn't work, because it's a big responsibility. It has to be a shared responsibility amongst the many roles, and then training has to be provided specific to those roles. And that's what we've done, and that's what has helped us reach this level of success. And really, what this comes down to is creating a solid advocacy program. Michael Brito, he wrote a book where I've pulled a lot of the foundational things that we've implemented with our program. It's called Your Brand, the Next Media Company. I highly recommend it if you haven't read it yet. And he defines advocacy as this. Advocacy happens when customers or employees talk favorably about your brand or defend it without being asked to do so. They love the brand, what it stands for, and how it makes them feel. We believe all consumers are influential. Their words and opinions are trusted, and they aid and influence their peers down the purchase funnel through organic conversations they're having both online and offline. In many cases, they also influence customers not to buy depending on their experience with the brand. And that's obviously not the type of advocacy that we want, right? So I know that you know, these principles have worked for us, and they can work for your business as well. So at this point, feel free to connect with me. I've got a few minutes for questions. If you text SMSS to the number 50500, you can get a copy of this slide deck if you haven't downloaded it already. And feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn. But yeah, we've got some time for questions. You were strangely less in pain than you were cold.
How do you manage so many?
Triumphant in your mind of the logic that you hold.
Very localized in kind of context.
You said no one would ever know.
How do you manage
the love that we had shared? So we have 8 flagship locations, and within that, we have a PR representative in every single one. And they've got about 12 to 15 sites that they're responsible for individually. And they get in Hootsuite every single day, so it's being published on our branded channels to make sure that everything's in accordance with them. So it's a shared responsibility across the board to answer your question. It's not
me in the quiet, in the crowd. coming and you're going in the town. I hear stories,
you know,
of your smile.
They tend to make their way to these Facebook pages, the ones that are on Facebook, and they interact.
And the darkness
there's several Semper Fi comments. Or I remember that day when I graduated from boot camp. And those are people from the local community that have chosen.
But I know that's what she
loves. Really, at every single site, the recruiters are telling these Marines when they come in, before the Marines, hey, like their Facebook page, inviting them to do that. So they can be part of the conversation as well. Because they're a huge asset.
Do you ever think of me?